I want to talk about one aspect of Jeroboam that comes out, I think, from 1 Kings chapter 14, where we're told that in verse 8, "Yet you, Jeroboam, have not been as my servant David." So that's why the kingdom was torn away from him, and all the potential that Jeroboam was given in 1 Kings 11 was taken away from him. He could have become a kind of messianic king if he'd have wanted to. God was obviously displeased with how things had gone with the house of David, and he was willing to, as it were, recalculate the whole direction of his purpose and to work instead not through the house of David but through Jeroboam. But that was all turned down by Jeroboam, and when he's really rejected, God says, "You have not been as my servant David." When you go back to 1 Kings 11, where God really says to Jeroboam that you have the possibility to have a messianic kingdom and a takeover from David, you see all the language used about him, which is exactly that of David. For example, back in 1 Kings 11, verse 28, "You man of valor." It's the very same phrase used about David, 1 Samuel 16, 18. He was a young man, just like David was. Or he's described as a young man in the record of David and Goliath. He's to be made ruler over all. That's 1 Kings 11, 28. And that is the term used of David, that he would become ruler over all, 1 Samuel 18, verse 5. Jeroboam, God says, "I will take you and you shall reign over Israel," 1 Kings 11, 37. Very same phrase used about David and the descendants of David, 2 Samuel 7, verse 8. "Jeroboam, you will build a house," God says to David, "I will build you a house." And so these similarities go on, and there's quite a lot of them. In other words, Jeroboam was set up as a replacement channel for God's purpose through David. But he failed in that, just as the house of David had also failed. And it reminds me of how God said at one point to Moses, "I will destroy Israel and make of you, Moses, a greater nation." And Moses persuades God not to do that. I think what I just want to sort of point out here is that God has ideal intentions, but when human failure comes along, he doesn't just give up and say, "Okay, so that's not going to work out." He seeks to work another way, as I think he did through Jeroboam. But often that doesn't work out. So it's as if he has a plan A that goes down to plan B, plan C, plan D. And I think, I'm thinking about myself because my name's Duncan and it begins with D, that often I feel I'm sort of plan D, that you know, the higher level plans didn't work out. And so it sort of came back to me, really. But that is how God works. He does not give up. He's willing to work on lower levels all the time in order, by all means, to almost force through his purpose of saving people. I say almost because he is not going to force people who don't want to be in the kingdom to be there. He is not going to force, ultimately, anybody, but you can see here his strong passion that we should be in his kingdom. And so that is why I encourage us all, really, to see that God is open. If you fail, don't think that God has totally given up with you. He hasn't. He will be willing to continue working. He probably has another plan in view. It is true that you've missed the ideal intention. That much is so, but that is not to say that he's through with you, that he's done with you, not at all. And his whole history of working with people, with his people Israel, with individuals, is really an example of that. And it must, in a sense, be tragic for God to set up so much potential and to see so little of it realized, like with Jeroboam. He set him up to be a replacement David, but all that was wasted. Jeroboam didn't realize it. And so it is so often in his dealings with people. But when you and I at least try to respond, I think that that must thrill him. And so pray to God that he will show you the potentials that he has for you. And once you grasp it, then run in that way, because man is never better than when we are going in the way that God intended. Remember Ephesians 2:10, there were good works prepared from the foundation of the world that you and I should do them. Seek out what those works are and make that the passion of your life.